This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, and I turn to the Electoral College map. It includes six swing states, and Michigan is one of them. And Thaddeus McCotter of American Greatness is here with me, a man who knows Michigan very well, a recovering politician. He knows it by counties. And recently I had information from our good colleague, Selena Zito, that the county, Macomb County, is in play. Now, you will recall Macomb County was said to be the reason Donald Trump won Michigan in 2016. He lost it in 2020. Thaddeus, however, knows much more about Macomb County and its neighboring counties than I do. There's one particular county that's important here, Oakland County. That is, if Michigan is a swing state, does that mean Macomb and Oakland must vote in a certain way, that we should watch those two counties? You've given me to understand over time that the Democratic Party in Michigan is very much in charge of the vote, which puzzles me why it continues to be a swing state according to national announcements.
John, when you look at Michigan, a lot of people misinterpreted 2016. They looked at it in terms of Oakland County, which was trending blue at the time, and you looked at Macomb County, which was trending red. But what you really saw that popped out was the blue-collar Democratic vote in Wayne County and other working areas went for Donald Trump, not Hillary Clinton. And then you also saw a lot of married women that either did not vote for Hillary Clinton or voted for Donald Trump. And that was the key. Now, when you went forward into 2020 and you had the COVID rules, the Democrats decided they were much to their liking, and they had a constitutional amendment that was passed. And so in Michigan, you have the COVID rules are now part of our state constitution, including ballot harvesting being acceptable and having billionaires handing money to secretaries of states and local clerks with strings attached to go chase those ballots or otherwise. So it's going to be very difficult for Republicans to come back. And when you talk about Macomb County being in play, Oakland County and Macomb County are kind of the two sides of the same coin. Macomb County was originally Democratic, working class, blue collar, and eventually they went red. Oakland County was more upscale, more white collar, more college educated, and over time they've gone blue. So you have places like Livingston County, which is now becoming more Republican, but then you have other places like Western Wayne County, where I'm from, that are becoming more and more Democratic, where it used to be contestable. To see what's going to happen, you have to factor in that if all things are considered staying the same, Michigan's not only got the new COVID rules to worry about if you're a Republican, you also have, we were one of the highest states in terms of people leaving during COVID. So a lot of those were older people, and a lot of the older people disproportionately tend to be Republican in Michigan. So it's going to be a very uphill climb for Michigan. But the places to watch is you either have to see Macomb County starting to turn blue or Oakland County starting to turn red to see any real change in the dynamic that Michigan right now, odds are that it will probably go Democrat.
The ballot harvesting in California, is that going to happen in Michigan this time?
I think it will, but I think that the key issue is with ballot harvesting and everything else, the first part of it is you have to ensure there's no voter intimidation, because the farther you get away from the ballot booth, the easier it is for fraud and for voter intimidation to occur. The second part of it is to avoid fraud, you have to make sure that the voter rolls are up to date so that we can know that individuals who received a ballot are that individual and that they did vote. That is the key. The ballot harvesting is a secondary consideration, because as long as you know that the individual was not a victim of intimidation, that they actually voted their ballot, however it was returned is another matter entirely, because the integrity of the vote is there. So the emphasis on ballot harvesting is not as important as making sure the voter rolls are up to date and making sure that voters are not intimidated or not coerced in any way with any types of blandishments to vote a certain way, other than the candidates' rhetorics themselves or promises themselves.
Your governor is reelected, Gretchen Whitmer. She's nationally prominent in the Democratic Party. Is she someone who runs a thorough organization to deliver the vote, or is it catch as catch can?
She's going to be termed out, so she'll have time. She'll be able to campaign for people. But you have to understand, in the age of ballot harvesting, John, the old concept of the machine politicians aren't there. They have a billionaire fund something. They mail certain precincts to make sure everybody has a ballot to participate. And they can fund the workers and tell them where to go. So the ballot harvesting operation has supplanted the old machine politician that actually has to get out the vote through the precincts and actual human endeavor, in the same way that you could make an argument that the mail center supplanted volunteers licking stamps in a basement.
The designation of Michigan as a swing state, do you think that that's valid?
I think a lot of states are a swing state based upon the abysmal 4 years of the Biden administration. Now, the question is, can Mr. Trump make an argument to show voters that there's a better way? And that will be for the campaign to remain. But I think that as you watch the Biden administration and you watch that State of the Union and you listen to people like Mr. Schumer go to the floor and attack our Democratic ally Israel and demand new elections. So when you look at all that, you see the Democrats are seriously concerned about a lot of states, and Michigan is one of them.
Thaddeus McCotter, American greatness, recovering politician, Michiganer. I'm John Batchelor.